We're holding in the middle of Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches in Bems the Sugya of Sif Lamed Aleph. Sif Lamed Aleph, there are two separate Sugyas over here. The Sugya Gzeis Mechartzois, about being Tovel on top of a Kli, that we just spoke about last time. Then we have a second Sugya of Pachad. And the core for this is Rava said the person cannot be Tovel on top of a Kli Cheres. Rav Kana thought that Baya was Gzeis Mechartzois, and therefore on top of a Silsal, on top of a block will be Motor. He says the baya of pachad, personally afraid to stand on top of it, they'll fall over, and therefore a saya block of wood, a saya kli cheres, person cannot be toiled on top of. The contrast of the two halachas is very clear in the mechab and tzif lamed aleph. If the sugya is gzeres mechatzois, b'diyevad lo also like tefillah, masha enkin the sugya is pachad, b'diyevad also like tefillah. However, we have two cases in the Gemara. There's a case of kli cheres, a case of the block of wood. The case of a kli cheres, coming the bach brought down by the shach, he wants a taina over there, like also like tefillah. Just like we have a gzeres mechatzois, kli cheres is even worse than nichlin get a gzeres mechatzois, because it's ruggled a place where you have hot water, to have a kli cheres over there. And therefore, let it be even maskono, a kli cheres, nichlin get a gzeres mechatzois. Speaks out the bach, hagam, that's not the Raj Bashit, that's not the Ravid. They say the loch is negate, the tumor of the hiro. It's not really from a Kabbal Tomo. But that's the Maisa Rashi Shito. That's Paita Shito. They say together of Kli Cheres is should be nichol the idea of Gzeres Mechatzois. And therefore be more Machman, even B'dievet should be also. Maisa, the Shach goes on further, and it brings down, that's true, the Bach says that way. However, that's Rashi and Tosis in the Havmino. None of the Maskono. And therefore you have no right from them. And we have certainly the right and the Raj that disagrees. And therefore the Shach says in all cases that not being Makabal Tomo, we only left the Gzera until the Sugya of Pachad, and therefore with the Evid Oslo Tfilo. And therefore all this from the Maisa go Allah Maisa like the Shach, not like the Bach, that Pachad is with the Evid Oslo Tfilo. And again we mentioned that Allah in Sif Dalit, by the case of Mirsas, by the case of gold inside the mikvah with the golden strand over there with tin on top of it, the Piskachua brings down the Levush, the Prisha wants a taino. The Aloch over there, Levush Estrad, is the Bayami Tzadasugya Mirsas, but the Evid also like Tfilo. Now let's say B'shas at Chak, you know the option except be Tovel on top of this Kli Cheres over here. So come along with the Dakachua, brings down the Sefer Shem Shloimo, and he said the Klav Kedakoi, B'shas at Chak could be the Evid, I mean, even the Chachila person can be Tovel on top of this thing. Now the gate over here is Dalet Tvachim. What is Dalet Tvachim? So according to Chaznish, the shear is 40 centimeters. According to Chaim No, the shear is 32 centimeters. That means a person goes into the mikvah and there are steps there. The steps are not 40 centimeters. They're not the shear of the Chaznish for sure. It's not clear maybe Chaim No, but certainly not the shear of the Chaznish. If so, can a person be toivel on top of a step? Madrigot. You have steps. Because the loch is as pachad, you cannot be toivel on top of something that's not 4x4. And these steps are not 4x4. Oh, Gewaldik. So come on the Achrayinim, and they said, let's read the Rishayinim. Let's say cases less than 4x4, but it's mechubah to the karka. It's connected. Is there a case of pachad over there? So that really leads to loch and tziflam aveis. The case of the Siloam, you have these pipes over here. You read the Rosh that's brought down in the Torah. The Rosh has a case of Silon, these pipes inside the ground. He says, it's not a sugya of pachad, the Maisa, there is no problem, because Mechubah karka. So even though less than 4x4, since it's Mechubah, there is no get of pachad. Aloch l'maisa brought down al chashulchan, and Ravosa says, less than 4x4, no problem. At Sada Shani, he said, the Badar Shulchan, that's a case of Silon, that's the Rosh. Helen Siflam and Aleph, back to our sugya, by Madrigot, by steps, says in Mechabi, you have a bayam and tell a sugya of pachad. That means you want to time this machlokes Rosh versus the Rashba. What's the locha of something being conveyed inside the ground that's less than 4x4? Says about the Shulchan, the Mechaba left out the Yisod of the Rosh. He went like the Rashba. A locha mice is machmer less than 4x4. You cannot be terrible on this step. Mitzalasuga pachad, a gab is case being conveyed. It's locked into the ground. The locha of the Silon. So the case of Siflama Beis must be a case of the Badr Shulchan, which is even to the ground, it's not above the ground, there's no Sugya Pachad over there. Not Mitzad is Mechubal Karko, but Mitzad is even to the ground. So we have a machlokes among the poskim based upon the rishonim. What's a locha less than 4x4? That's mechuber. A locha l'maisa by the shulchan said about to be machmer. Those from who follow like him, or those said to be meikel. It comes out basically a situation of a steps. It's going to be tovel on top of a step. According to the Bnei Shulchan, if it's less than 40 centimeters, the Maisi can't. But the Evid also likes Philo. Otherwise, the person cannot go do that. It comes out a second machlokes is over here. Let's say the case of the Kli is tallish. You have a chair that sits on a mikvah, but over there, the case of 4x4. This chair, the Maisa, I mentioned yesterday, it's more than 32 centimeters, but less than 40 centimeters. So according to Mechaim, no. The question would be, is it more than 4x4 and can be tallish? According to Chanish, Avad is a problem. But according to Mechaim, no, it can a person stand upon this chair? So come along with the Bada Shulchan, the Shitosa says, you have a baya. Might say, you have a question over here, might flip over, might be a problem. Even though it's more than 4x4. That means one time the whole halacha over here, even more than 4x4, is one sugya of being mechuber. One problem. Even not mechuber, maybe you flip over. You stand on this chair. Might see, might have a case of pachet over here. You might fall over. So instead of suga pachet, even more than 4x4, the chayim law, you have a suga pachet. Nice Aruch HaShulchan says, no, his whole kintu was mechubas never a problem. Come out of the Aruch HaShulchan when it's more than 4x4 tallish, that's the head to the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it comes out of the second agav, what's the law of more than 4x4 by case of tallish? According to Aruch HaShulchan, that is the kintu of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's mutter. According to the Bnei Shulchan, no, that's not the kimta. If we have a baya, then maybe the chair will flip. It says the Bnei Shulchan a step further, koshka in the case of a kli chayres, you have a nocha baya, and only the chair will flip, it might break. These chairs, you have a heavy person, stand on top of it, also it might break. So you have two problems with the chairs, says the Bnei Shulchan, number one, even more than 4x4, even if you say it's a chan nisha chair, it might flip, it might baya, something might break over here. If we get to a mikvah practically, can a person tell you on the top of the steps over here? So most mikvahs, at least the women mikvahs seem to be, some of the men also, they usually have like two or three steps, then a platform. Two or three steps, then a platform, two or three steps, then a platform. When they go around, they seem to be built specifically that way, to tovel on the platform. And not to be tovel on top of the steps over here. Dafka on the platform, because of the steps, most of them are not wide enough to be 40 centimeters. That'd be the correct place, negate to men's mikvah. 40 centimeters. If it's more than 40 centimeters, then it counts, they can table on top of it. According to the Chazanish, no problem. Now, men's mikvahs, Erev Kippur, it can be jam-packed. Echonami, the correct halacha is not to be table on top of these steps over here. The place should be on the platforms.
What?
Oh, so we'll get the look of the side of how a person is supposed to be. It's supposed to be three tefachim on top of the zeres, top of the belly button. So that's why they have three levels over here, usually by the noshim. It depends how tall they are. Because the taller you are, for the dying, you're supposed to go. They do it lahatis, because the different women have different heights. We'll get to that later on. Tomorrow. And as far as I understand, they do mamash b'kavon for that reason. They have a platform that each level, each has their height. Now, there is a chiddush that the Marsham, the Das Torah, brings down from the Muchaching Savyad, that he wants to tie into the whole sugar pachet over here. So let's say you have an Isha standing atop of her. What's she afraid of? She'll help her out. And if he wants to tie, no, there is no sugar pachet when there's a balanit standing atop of her. Vosa brings it down, sounds like not that way in the steam is up. It's going to be ends of Tzorachian. But that's one interesting heter they have over here. A second heter, come along with the Marsham and Shuv and Chel Gimel discusses. The idea is pachet, you might fall. If you have a railing, or something to hold on, also takes care of the sugya pachet over here. That will save you from falling over. Also, the Shlomo not clear, and the Avodah says, Makom HaTzorich B'Yisamech upon it. Shlomo Kluger, when he has a tshuva about this question, he said you have two things, you bala nit there, and a railing over there, Avada Yeshem L'Smoich. Also, not that clear from the steam Zapolishkin, if that's so. The Maisa comes out, now, Maisa, women's mikvahs, usually there are railings there, because sometimes people have a hard time getting there. There's always a bala nit there. Void anyway, but the Eved also like Tfilah should not be a problem. Maybe you should be more worried about the men's mikvah. There usually is no railing over there. It depends if you're standing in the step. If it's packed, there, if you have a kippur. But again, those are in Yonim over here. But Alocha, Avad, and Eved also like Tfilah. Sif, Lama Gimel, we have a Sig over here. Dav Samach Vav, Dav Samach Zayin. Rav Shmuel says a person should not be Tovel in a normal. I feel like we're showing them what is the case of a nomel. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says a nomel is the case of a port over there. both come inside. The Baya mitzad sugya of tit. Tit will go upon the isha. She's toivel. It's chatzitzo. Aisha looks afterwards. It's not there. The Gemara's gears according to Rashi. It's hashda leko ima buradiyuni nafal. Maybe it got washed away when she got out. Therefore, we have a chashash of a chatzitzo over here. Atzad Hasheni. Taisa says we do not have this gear, so Rebbe and Tam. He said a separate sugya. It's the idea of pachad of busha going to a port. People will see her. She's embarrassed. She'll be totaled very quickly. And therefore, it'll be totaled incorrectly. A second case, Gemara brings out from Shmuel that the daughters with Bizman Tishrei will take mats and table on top of them. The question was why? What's the reason? The way Rashi understands Lashitosoi, Mitzad, there's tit in the case of Tishrei. The way Taisa understands Lashitosoi, Mitzad, the Baya of Tznius, people outside and see them. Therefore, they'll be table the Chiposim. We have a Baya, they won't table correctly. And therefore, as pachad, we will put these mats around them inside the sugyot tznius. So we have two malachim in the sugyot.
Have the
what?
Have the mats, take care of tznius.
Wrapped, put around them. It sounds like Rashi is on the ground, and it sounds like Toys is around them. Machitza. So we have a machalik over here, what the baya, aside the case of Shmuel, aside the case of Shmuel, is a sugyot of pachad and tznius, chiposon, the sugyot with the idea of tit over here. Therefore, the Allah Mechaber Paskins and Ladat is a Machlokes over here. I come the Torah says there is, but the Mechaber brings down Allah. I said both situations. Sif Lama Gimel is Sugya of Tit, and Sif Lama Dal is the Sugya of people seeing you when you table. So you have to go through both Sugyas over here. Negate the Sugya of Tit. So first, the question is: we already saw earlier on Sif Yudalid the different types of Tit. There could be a thick type of Tit, a thin one. There's Tit Yavon, a Tit Yitziv, a Tit Drachim. What came out early in Sif Yudalid, in the case of those three types of tit, of Yavon, Yoichim, and Drachim, there it's Chaitzitz. Ma'ashenkin, all other tits, the loch is when it's Allah, says in Mechaber, it's not Chaitzitz. The more when a further and says, let's say a person is Machbid, then it is Chaitzitz by the case of tit. And from the more we saw two things over there. One is what the Taz and Shach point down in Sif Aleph, let's say the person themselves is Machbid, and all Noshim are not Machbid. Is nichel negedav chatzitzo from the amon sif yudalud that's brought from the marmok and the Mordechai? Can we see over there no one's makbid on tit? She herself personally is tit, is makbid. We see this idea of akpod by the isha itself. And the second thing we saw by the case of tit, the shach says lav davka tit, who's in the whole loch and sif tezvov case of dam kudoimo that dam when you're makbid also nichel negedav chatzitzo. Again, it comes out we have a sugya of different types of tit over here. Come on, the shach and discusses if stamp tit the ma'aseh lach is not chaitzitz. So what do we care? You're going to this number over here, or go to this area that's tit over here. Who really cares over here? Says the Shach, it must be the kim to discussing is thick tit. Ke'in tit of Yavon, which the case is very thick over here, lechnami, all the tit will not be a problem. Only tit Yavon, tit Rochim, and tit Hayachim, any thick tit will be a problem. The going seems to go this way, the Behechim brings down the Shach this way, that dafka thick tit. And therefore, he says, it seems to me that's an hogger why Noshim, in his times, he writes, noig to be toivel inside tit. Because it means it's shat tit, no problem over here. Besides, he points out, the Chor Rashi and the Torah, augurs in Rashi, the get over here is not a case of tit. So we have one malach dafka thick tit, there are those of Cholkim, and therefore, the one time, that's what the minik see makel. At Sada Sheni, the Vosh, Chok Mazodim, the Rachel Shulchan, the Kitzer, they point out already aloch and sif yudalid. That we're not bekeem what exactly tit is. And therefore, even though we're mechalik and sif yudal the mechaber, numerous pashkim say, ain't bekeem, building upon again, l'sod l'vosh, be machmo all situations of tit. Therefore, the same achrenim over there say the same halach over here. Ain't bekeem. We don't know what is thick, what is medium sized tit, what the difference over here is. And therefore, coming between machman, all tit cannot be tovel, and not to be semich on the minig of notion be tovel and tit, and like said, be machmo over here. And therefore, again, the loch is, if you ever see tit, be chayziv a litful, meisel the machman, all types of tit. Now, we have to realize there are different types of tit. There's tit that's thick, and there's tit that's regular. Let's say it's very, very thin. Meaning it's called dirty water, right? The thing that there is mud, the water is very, very dirty. To come along the chayin, the mamshik and shuv, and the chanish says, that everything is not a problem. Nobody have any of the bikim. Now, the question is, what defines dirtier water? What defines tit? So the way how the swarming down, whatever a behemoth drinks from, that's dirty water. They can drink from it, that's dirty water. That's not a problem. That means you have, again, three levels. Thick, that's a shach. The place can once say in the Vakim, will makban all types of tit. It's very thin that animals can drink from. Then the ma'aseh halacha will not be a problem.
Beach, that's called tit or
sand? Beach. Oh, so also sand, the halacha says not a problem. It's very thin, no problem. Same idea, same concept. He says on this halacha comparing the two sugyas. Now, does a person have to pick up his legs when he's playing inside tit? So it really goes back to halacha and siflamin over there. Then tit that you can't toivel in. I mean, we're talking about regular tit, that's slach over here. That means all of it, if it's very thick, it can't be toiveled. But let's say it's according to shach, that's all the tit that's slach. Do you have to pick up your feet? So over here, the person in tshuva brings down the dekum of hava, who brings down the shach earlier in siflamin, that the shela had to read the shach, but it sounds like, according to them, the shach saying, maskon, you have to pick up your feet. You have to pick up your feet. And therefore, the Nadibud himself wrote down the Pesach HaTshuva past this word, Rav Shulchan says, you have to pick up your feet. The obvious question is, by now everyone knows the sugya of Mayim Makdimim. The Fuda comes first. We paskin already, the loch over here is, back to the idea in the Sif Chav Ches, the water came first, and then the person is very heavy, and they're going inside the mikvah should not be a problem. So why in the world should be mechalik over here, whether the person is my makdimim and this tit over here of a bed of a person or tit? What's the difference over here? And therefore, this reason comes to the Torah and says he wants to maybe argue on the shach over here. And the ma'aseh he says there is no chilek. The ma'aseh my makdimim over here works. And the kitzer and the tveres go this way, or sameh chaznish. The swarm seem to go this way. And again, the chaznish is very clear. What's the difference in the case of a bed or a person? And my makdimim the ma'aseh works. So again, we have a shell over here. How to read a shach? Because chashuv the ma'aseh is machmir of pick up your feet. And seem to be machlokes among the swarm, Allah ma'aseh, if that's so or not, on the side of toivel and tit. Again, the hog is, the ma'aseh not to, because ain't no bikim.
You have to put the both feet
at
once?
It sounds like, sounds like you have to, like, jump. Now, Siflam Adalid, again, the sugil of people seeing you, and we have two makursas, Indian side, the case of Shmuel, side, Reb Shmuel, according to Taishav on in the sugil. The baya people saying you is again the sugya of pachad. Pachad means whether you're personally afraid because the chair might break or tip over. And also pachad, people might see you or not travel correctly over here. So in this halacha again it's very clear, but the evan also like tefilo. The question among the chayim is we have two cases over here. One is being travel on top of a kli that might fall over, one pachad. The other pachad people will see you. Do you extend it to all cases of pachad? Do you have a right to say, not after these cases, anytime you're afraid to be travel, very quickly and toivel incorrectly, be nichel in this halacha lechatchila, should not be toivel. Come along the Beis Shlomo, he discusses frogs in the water. Frogs seem to be on hoga, meaning there are frogs around. Can you tell me when there are frogs around? Maisa, maybe some men aren't afraid, but women certainly are terrified. What they can go do to you? Nothing. People are terrified. Do you have a baya? Come along the Beis Shlomo, it says, ve'eimam lahisif what chazal say. You have a case of only mitzad, she will tip over, you have a, people will see you. But not a case of frogs. Brought down by the Pesach Zil to the Tarish Yisrael. Aside of shading the Masham, the last Torah says, the Beis Shlomo did not see the Beis Ephraim. There's a Beis Ephraim in Tshuva, in Ksav Yad. It says frogs. It says, Chazal take it to all cases. And if you would have saw the Beis Ephraim, the Maisa would have been Machmer. And therefore, if Vosim brings down this case, the Maisa is Machmer. And numerous form come along and say, these Seidavir is loud after these two cases. All cases that the issue will tell you very quickly, you have a bayah. The way I have an art scroll, by force brings it down. So I typed it up in English, but English usually, sometimes I tell my wife to type it, she types very quickly. She was typing it, a mikvah should be kept clean of spiders and water insects. Wife is like, yeah, tell that to them. Tell all the people, make sure it's very clean over here. Because women might be frightened or upset to be immersed too quickly. So it seems, I don't know, that some mikvahs might have these issues of bugs around. Might have jukes around. Israeli jukes are very scary. The Americans don't have it, but the mice, the spiders around, is a problem. Warsh said, tell people, this is an issue, this is halacha. The article says, once we take halacha of chipazon, in the case of lav dafka, it says, shulchan aruch, people seeing you, in case they're frogs, who didn't bug? Same meaning, same concept. Again, but you have it also like tefillah. But that's incorrect. It says about a shulchan, it means on this machalikis. It said that Sati Machmer is even in the case of the water is too hot. The water is too cold. Same Indian. You see sometimes in these mikvahs, the Haisa mikvahs, let's say the only option to go inside of, so you people run in and run out. It gets very hot. You might say the same sugya over here of Chipazon. The Bada Shulchan says the same idea. Let's say you have a mikvah that's very deep. You don't have these different levels over here. You'll have the same sugya over here. So the idea of chiposin, the idea of going very quickly, the achronim seem to take it to all cases. Bismanazeh, negir to corona. You want to have the same sugya over here. That means there was a mikvah I try to get someone to go inside of, help someone who was bedud go to more of a private mikvah. He says, you misunderstand. If I let her go in, the other nush will find out about this. They'll be terrified to go, and even if they go, they'll go very quickly, and they won't do table two or three times. I tell everyone, I'm very medactic, that no one goes in who has a sickness in bedud, and therefore the nush comes specifically to my mikvah, because they know I'm very makbid about it. Why? Because this halacha, this sugya, because people are nervous today over here. Again, there's public mikvahs and there's more private mikvahs. More private ones seem to be more makbid than the public ones. And they get the ones who are more OCD. I mean, it's not this halacha over here. Now, it's true, the way how the Da'akim Moshe begins down from the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the case over here in the sugya, people sing you, it's not inside the chiposon or stamazah, you're embarrassed. Inside the sugya of Hezek, it's the same concept. They're afraid the guy will see you, they come to you and mazik you. Another, given the same concept, the same idea of doing a mechiposin, whether it's at Hezek, whether it's at the sugya of Pushim, it's at the sugya of Sneas, it's at the sugya of Frogs, it's at the too hot. It's a very important concept to make sure the mikveh is nice, serene, calm, people want to be there, appreciate to be there, and they do not try to run out as quickly as possible. Sif Lamed Hei. There's a long way sesiv over here discussing how exactly a person should be titled correctly. And the halacha is derech hilucho. Now they get about what exactly is moisik zaysim, what is near ka'oider, what's near how a person weaves over here, how does a person exactly nurse their child. It's interesting over here, the Beis Yosef is marking this question, a little bit in the Taz over here. The kids, what comes out, the halacha is to be total derech gedulasoi, whatever is natural by a person, whatever is the natural way. That means the Mechaber really says over here, think 5 points. He says, first of all, do not bend too much. Do not be standing straight. Second thing. Third thing is bend a little bit. Fourth, he says, the hands should be out a little bit, not a lot, not close. And he says, the fifth thing over here, your feet should be spread apart a little bit, not too much, and not too close. Very simple. Now, what is the reason why he's saying these points over here? Because we know by now the luck is by Makam that is Mugulo, not just the way the B.S. mind, the mind has to physically get there. Mashenkin based storm has to be really bias mind. If a person stands, let's say, straight, legs together, arms together, there are places that are etzim makom gula. Then, when a person naturally walks, their hands are apart. Now it's close, and the water physically will not get there. It will come out to be a getter of kein really bias mind, but it's not enough for makom gula. Person too far apart to be the same issue over here. We want a case in all makom gula is what defines makom gula a derech hilucho. That means it bent a little bit. Means your arms a little bit apart, your legs a little bit apart. That's nichlin get a makom gula, and therefore it has to have a get over here of mamish mayim. If it's too close together, we'll only have the getter of beis hastorim, which it is not, and the only word the beis mayim, which is not enough over here. Now halacha lemaisa, what's the getter of bedieved? First, let's say they do have the feet together, they do have their of too far apart. What's the halacha of bedieved? So the mechab over here has a stam v'yish oibim. The stam the ma'aseh he's being makel. That's klav mechab. The stam v'yishom alochik is stam. What is the reason to be makel in the stam? So where the Archon Shulchan explains, we assume the ma'aseh the water got to these places. We assume that way. Agam, that's not the best on hoga how to go inside. That's the reason to be makel. Kamal l'shach over here in Sukkot Memtes, he says why the world you paskin osloit filo? Betzem we have the Gemara of Yechon saying it should be derech gedulasoi. That's the Gemara. Elamai we go back to lochit siv zayin. Over the instance of Zayin brought down the Shach, the numerous places can be Gerso, do not the Gerso, has the Gerso left, Hilchot Kolani Shmaitso. We do not pass like the Gemara of Rabbi Yechonon, only by case in the Tomb of Tyre, not the gate in Nidala Bailo. Over there, the Maisa, the Mechab was Machmer. Over here, the Mechab brings down, and he saw some Stam Yishom Locha, like the Kula over here. The Chur is the serious Mechab over there being Machmer, here the Maisa being Mechel. And therefore, it comes along that the Bach, the Maisa, says, Aloch, the Maisa to be Machmer. Why can again this whole halacha be ever to be makel is back to the halacha and Sif Zayin, which go back to Sif Zayin. The Shach of there says Ayin Sif Lamedei and Ayin Sif Lamedes. Sif Lamedei is pointing out the Mechaber does bring down the Mekilim over here, and it's so similar to the Mekilim over here. Chutz Estiro. Therefore, come on the Bach and the Maaseh he is Machmer if you did not stand correctly. Pasimoyim or Korchaim, the Kitzur the Maaseh Machmer. However, come on, other swam go drop further. But let's take the maskon of the shach over there. How the maskon of the shach say? He says, "Hechi de efshar chayzim litfol, hechi de lo efshar." We same upon those rishayim. He says, "Is roiv rishayim that had the girsa lechz hechzad kol hanishmaitza." The ma'aser person can be Michael. Therefore, the way the chokhmah was odom in the dam were machmer hechi de efshar. But bushet tayra were machmer hechi de efshar. The bade shuchal lochla maitza were machmer hechi de efshar. That means we have a shail over here. A person did not do gdech gidulosai. Hal and maisa the way paskin. Machaber against the kasha the shach is asking. Good kasha. Halacha the bach maisa is machmer because maisa machaber is machmer. But the maskana of the shach himself early in Tzav Zayin hechide efshir to be machmer. Otherwise he makel. That's how the chokhmas adam the chidon others call it by the shulchan paskins. It's the same exact sugi over here. A step further, come on letaz. He has two kashas over here. They come along with an eitzah. So I'll give you a very simple idea over here. You have a baya, a person maybe, will not have water going in the right places. Maybe a place that's supposed to be a makom gula end up being a place of kamotim and have creases over here, again, a base of starim. So I'll tell you an eitzah. Go inside the mikvah until your neck. Then, I guess, like sit down, or go further deeper. They come back out till the water's over here. So the water came first, a mayim makdimim. And once you have a mayim makdimim, it's no problem. We know the sugya, a mayim makdimim over here should not be an issue. Coming with the shach in the kuzak kesef, he says, the baya, maybe the person, when they went in, they already was creases. It's very tight, and no water ever got there. Since no water ever got there, you won't have a heter of mayim makdimim. And therefore the shach wants to argue in the case of the taz. Coming with the achoinim, they say, they don't understand. A person could be 500 pounds, go into the mikvah, standing on the ground, mayim makdimim. Because why? Water came first, no problem. Yet, if a person has creases over here, that's too tight, water can get inside. The fact that he held the arms together is tighter than a 500 pound person. In fact, what in the world is shach arguing the tithes for? So you can't get involved. The sugya is talking mayim klushim over here, or mayim makdimim over here. But the simple understanding is we're discussing mayim makdimim. What? He said, going all the way, I'll get there, it'll come out, then we tell whatever you want.
Get there anyway?
So, we're assuming that when you go in all the way, you hold your body a different way, you sit down. So it sounds like you're saying you go to your neck, how you sit down, so your body's all open up, then you stand up, now you're straight. So the water got there already. So Maisa among the swarm, beikna go like the taz, sinatairo, the kitzer, paasi moinim, ma'abu shetairo, or chashulchan, marashan, divimakil, vichaskul, chanish. Over 25 swarm go like the taz, that you did it one time, you went to your neck, then you got out, then you went however you went, Maisa can be Michael's my makdimim. I see the bada shulchan, Maisa he was choshu for the shach, he seems to be a das yochad, and they can seem to be like the taz. Building upon the taz, coming to swarm, and say, bismanenu, our anhoga had a noshim toivol. We get the locha in Simon Reish. The locha over there is a noshim toivol one time. Then after they come out, then they make a bracha. Now some noshim do two, most do three, some do seven, some do four. Different anhogas. But maisa, everyone does two. A gamma heard and get a corona. Some noshim don't. But in general, as far as I know, what?
Can make a difference in another one.
I don't know, but it seems to be. I don't know. I heard that you do the least amount you can. But as far as I'm asking. So I don't know, everyone does at least two or three. The Anhoga seems to be three. Building upon that, Kamlun Mayecheskel, Bort Al Masham. If so, we already have these said of the Taz. We have Mayim Makdimim. So, number one, first of all, we have the Mechamas Sosel Stam, Yisha Moloch Kistam. True, that those who argue and say we have a Shach says we have a Kash over here. And Efshar should be Machmer. We have the said of the Taz of Mayim Makdimim, because you always tell people twice over here. Since we have the seder of the taz, we went in all the way, we come out, and maybe the second time is a case of tight, numerous swarm being done, Allah l'maisa b'shtemich upon this, including the Bada Shulchan, on the side of maisa, on the side to be mekel, with one of the taz, two times is nichol in the concept of the taz, and therefore we'll not have a baya of this halacha, maybe not go directly to losai. So again, it comes out, avada, the correct way is when you toivel, bent a little bit, not too far, and don't stand up, that's poshut. And the way it's retitled from also feet apart a little bit and arms apart a little bit. That's a lot of sign the gate to men, sign to women. It's very clear in the base station. In the sugya, there's no chiluk over here. That means when a person goes on every day, or Erev Shabbos, or Shchodesh, or Yom Tif, or Yom Kippur, same on Hoka. That's correctly retitled. Now, you see even numerous men, they do it 7 times, 3 times, even each one has their divan hoga. Again, I see people do it 100 times, maskim. But again, you'll have the idea of my maktimim. But again, still, that's the correct way how to tovel. And you have to realize there is a shach that seems to argue with the concept of the taz. About shulchan is chayshish. But again, a vada aloch lemaisto, that we're assembling upon the taz, the place can go, and instead of doing a tefillah 2 times, maisim shul not tell nothing to go back. Fine. Again, I was asked to stop by Lamed Hay because it's a long base Yosef. So, Beshem, tomorrow will be Mamshech on Sif Lamed Vav. The doctor asked me to stop. So, we'll like to, tomorrow will be Mamshech on Sif Lamed Vav to try to get the Sif of your Mem Zayin, the 12 Sifim. It's very short on the page. We'll try to do that tomorrow. 12 o'clock.